Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas. It's Lupus Awareness Month, and my guest for this segment is Dr. Deb Zack. She is the Chief Medical Officer for Exagen. Good morning, Dr. Zack.
Happy to be here with you.
Well, let's start with a little background so we can get to know you. Please share your story. How did you get to where you are today, Dr. Zack?
Well, I got interested in immunology, and then next thing I knew, I was going to medical school. Then I chose to specialize in rheumatology with an emphasis in immunology as well. So I've been a board-certified rheumatologist now for about 30 years already. The main focuses of my interest in rheumatology have always been the diseases of young women, which are lupus, systemic lupus erythematosus, and rheumatoid arthritis.
What is Lupus Awareness Month?
Lupus Awareness Month happens every year during the month of May. It's a time for all of us in the autoimmune community, especially those who treat and who are focused on lupus, to come together and raise awareness. We highlight the struggles of those who suffer from it and try to raise funds to help support patients and to work better towards understanding the disease itself. It's a great opportunity for patients to learn about different resources, to share our gratitude with the docs that take care of them. And it's also time to raise awareness and advocate for further research, which we sorely need.
What exactly is lupus?
Well, it's a little hard to define, but it's a chronic autoimmune disease that falls under the rheumatology rubric. It occurs when the immune system starts attacking yourself instead of foreign invaders like bacteria or viruses.
Right.
This causes chronic inflammation when you're starting to attack your own cells, and it can cause damage to many of your internal organs. It's got a wide variety of symptoms and can mimic a lot of other diseases. So it's difficult, not just difficult to diagnose, but the patient has increasing disability and debility over time with the various symptoms that they experience. Because the impact is so broad, it easily disguises itself as something else, and this often leads to an incorrect diagnosis for these patients.
That's got to be tough.
Not only for them, but for their whole families, because it's never just one individual that has lupus, it's the family.
Absolutely.
They all deal.
Is lupus curable?
It isn't curable at this stage. Like a lot of other autoimmune diseases, we're still trying to figure out exactly how it starts and how it manifests. So as such, there's no cure for lupus today. Unfortunately, it is a progressive disease, which means it can get worse over time. Mm. But with proper early diagnosis combined with a good treatment plan, lupus symptoms and flare-ups can be controlled and minimized in many people. An important fact to stress is that if you're diagnosed and therapy is started early, it can help to prevent the long-term damage to the internal organs that lupus can cause.
Oh my goodness. So lupus is not just an autoimmune disease, but it attacks your internal organs?
Yeah, it can. It can lead to kidney failure, necessitating a transplant. You can think of some of our celebrities who have been in the news with kidney transplants.
As I mentioned before we turned the mics on, my mom had lupus years ago, and like you said, there's no cure, but she seems to have it tamed through the years.
And that happens sometimes. I wish we could find it happening more often, but there are new drugs coming out these days, so there's a lot of renewed hope in getting the therapies that we need on the market.
Are there different types of lupus?
There are. It can manifest in a couple of ways. The most common form, and potentially the most serious, is systemic lupus erythematosus, or SLE or lupus. Mm-hmm. The reason it's serious is because that's the form that can damage the organs. And in particular, it often affects the kidneys, heart, lungs, and brain. Can sometimes also affect the GI system. So it's a wide range of internal organs that can be affected by lupus. The other forms of lupus are primarily skin forms, which don't tend to affect the organs as much, but can be quite debilitating as well.
Who does lupus affect primarily?
It can affect anybody, but the Lupus Foundation of America estimates about 1.5 million people in the U.S. living with lupus. Of those folks, 90% of them are women, so it's 9-1 in favor of women getting it rather than men.
Yeah.
And most of them are young, as I mentioned before, diseases of young women. These women tend to experience their first symptoms sometime from the time they're 15 to 44, although it can occur earlier and it can occur later. While people of any ethnicity can develop lupus, the majority of those who suffer the most from lupus are women of color. Lupus tends to be more severe in those women for reasons that we don't fully understand at present.
Well, that's not fair. Man, I'll tell you, I don't know. For some reason, I thought lupus affected maybe when you get older. But yeah, it starts as young as 15. And like you said, even before that, man, that's a surprise.
Yeah, it isn't fair at all. And it occurs in young women who are, you know, finishing high school, just going on to try to develop a career, go to college, start a family, et cetera. And so it really is quite devastating when it occurs in these young women.
What are some of the common symptoms of lupus?
There's no one sign, and the symptoms can vary widely from person to person. So it's really a great imitator. It mimics other possible autoimmune conditions quite often, and even things that aren't autoimmune. That being said, there is a handful of symptoms that more often indicate the possibility of lupus if you experience them for a time without any resolution. Some of these symptoms include extreme fatigue, joint pain and or swelling, butterfly-looking rashes across the face, skin rashes, photosensitivity, low-grade fever, hair loss. You can see why these are hard to pin down because
Sure. It
sounds like a lot of diseases, right?
Yeah, no question about it. Matter of fact, I was just speaking with a woman a couple of weeks ago about Lyme disease, and boy, it sounds very similar to, similar symptoms and similar difficulty in diagnosing the situation.
Right, so sometimes you're not even sure whether it's an infectious disease like Lyme disease or one of a number of autoimmune diseases, all of which tend to mimic each other, and many of which are found in young women, like rheumatoid arthritis.
And that's where you come in. You know, you guys have to do the work, have to do the research, and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best way to diagnose lupus?
Given the similar symptoms and how similar they are to other autoimmune diseases, that's one of the biggest puzzles. Receiving an accurate diagnosis can be difficult. And that's why lupus patients often get a wrong diagnosis first before it finally comes to the correct conclusion. Doctors such as me, rheumatologists, use a combination of physical exams and blood tests to assess a patient suspected of having lupus. But the similarity of the symptoms to other illnesses, coupled with a lack of sensitivity in a lot of the general lab testing out there, means that it often takes on average 6 years before somebody with lupus is given a definitive and correct diagnosis. It's a long time to wait.
What is Exagen and where does it fit into all of this?
Exagen is an autoimmune testing company. We focus only on the diagnosis, prognosis, and monitoring of autoimmune disease state. We don't develop drugs and all those kinds of things. So we're in the biotech space, but we are a testing company. Our testing allows us to help patients get the answers they need by supporting providers with the most accurate and up-to-date autoimmune testing possible. We do have a specific focus on lupus testing, with our AVISE lupus and AVISE CTD tests being the most accurate lupus tests available. So for us, Lupus Awareness Month is a big deal, as our goal is to shorten the time frame from when patients experience symptoms to when they receive a diagnosis and get put on treatment.
How is it that the AVISE CTD test can help with an early diagnosis? Because like you said, that's a key to solving the issue.
Right. And many of the lab tests we use were developed so last century. They were all developed before 2000, and many of them come from 1950, 1960, 1970, when they were recognized. It's not that they're bad tests. It's just that they don't pick up enough of the lupus patients. Our AVISE lupus test was specifically designed to detect another whole set of unique biomarkers that were discovered in the early 2000s. These are called cell-bound complement activation products. I know, a mouthful, or CBCAPs. What these are pieces of proteins that deposit on red blood cells and on immune cells during the activation of the immune system. So we can recognize these by looking at those cells and counting how many they are. That gives us an idea of how much activation there's been and how much immune activity there's been in the previous days. In patients with lupus, these particular protein markers, the CBCAPs, are present in much higher concentrations than in non-lupus patients, even in those autoimmune diseases that can mimic lupus. So they serve as a whole nother strong clue to the presence of lupus, in addition to some of the lab tests that came from the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. Then as a related test, the AVISE CTD test, which stands for connective tissue disease, includes the whole lupus test with the CBCAPs and the very specific markers for lupus, but then broadens the range of biomarkers to encompass those that are found in potential other autoimmune diseases. Because of the sensitivity and specificity of the test of AVISE lupus, the patients that are tested with it, with this AVISE lupus, are 9 times more likely to get a positive lupus diagnosis than if you just measure separately some of the other markers in the generic lupus tests. This can then give them the answers they need and allows for earlier initiation of treatment. If patients or providers are interested in learning more about our AVISE testing, there's much more in-depth information on our website at AVISE, A-V-I-S-E, test.com. There's also a unique tool on this site if folks would like to use it, or patients, to help you track your symptoms, called our symptoms checklist. It's a free checklist. It allows patients suffering from autoimmune disease to catalog their experiences in an organized manner, just kind of think it through before you go to the doctor, and then bring it with them to better share their symptoms. And that can also be found on our website at avisetest.com. It's free, and then you can print it out and take it with you to your doctor visit.
I love that. And of course, as a doctor, I'm sure you are impressed when a patient comes in prepared like that, right?
Yeah, of course, especially when I have an organized view of what their symptoms have been over the last several months. It helps me think through the possibilities much more quickly.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest this morning is Dr. Deb Zack. She is the Chief Medical Officer for Exagen. Find him online at exagen.com, and that website she mentioned, avisetest.com, A-V-I-S-E, test.com. And even better, you can find Exagen on social media. We touched on this a little bit, Doctor. How is Exagen's approach different from other labs offering autoimmune testing?
One of the major differences between us and generic testing laboratories is that our whole sole purpose is as a specialty rheumatology laboratory. We're exclusively focused on autoimmune disease testing. We don't do the kind of routine things that many of the doctors, when you go to an appointment, would order. We focus exclusively on these autoimmune tests. So our focus is on the rheumatic diseases, and our entire state-of-the-art laboratory is set up and designed with one goal in mind, and that's to provide the most accurate testing available for rheumatologists and their patients. Our research and development team focus on and pride themselves on developing the next new, better tests for nothing else but lupus autoimmune diseases such as lupus. Unfortunately, many of the general labs miss the mark when it comes to autoimmune testing, because they miss a lot of patients. And we're very proud of our unique focus because lupus patients and their doctors deserve accurate and timely answers.
Yeah, you're dealing with enough already. You definitely need some correct information.
That's correct.
How are the markers in the AVISE CTD selected?
The AVISE CTD includes a lupus algorithm. So we have 4 of the markers that are most specific for lupus. Some of these don't show up very often. So we take those 4 And then we expand to include other biomarkers that kind of cause the doctor to think away from lupus. This is all taken into an algorithm, so the probability of this particular patient with the right signs and symptoms having lupus, we can tell whether it's not lupus or whether there's a fairly good chance, 2-fold chance, 4-fold chance, 9-fold chance, or that it's very possible that it's lupus because they have a high level of these very specific markers. The markers were selected based on proven scientific evidence of the clinical utility, which means that it makes a change in what the doctor wants to do when it comes to diagnosing a patient with lupus or other connective tissue diseases. The CTD test after the lupus test helps expand each of those other diseases so that the doctor has a nice, well-rounded picture of, if not lupus, what is this? And in fact, all of our test offerings are curated in a data-driven development process. They prioritize clinical utility in the diagnosis, prognosis, and the ongoing management of autoimmune diseases by looking at markers that help define how much activity there is at a present time. That's the management part.
Wow, you guys are really good at this.
Well, that's what we strive to be, the best out there.
Yeah, just listening to you this morning, holy smokes, you guys are putting some effort into this. You know, I'm just kidding around, but in all seriousness, obviously lupus is a disease that needs to be taken care of, and you guys are working hard to cure it.
It's been my soapbox issue for 30 years now.
I love it. Where can our listeners learn more about AVISE and if it makes sense for them?
For more information on the AVISE testing, it's probably best to go to the website at avisetest.com. There's a lot of information that's included there, as well as the symptom sheet that you can download at your convenience.
Well, Dr. Zach, we're early on a Sunday morning, and in case someone's pouring their first cup of coffee and just joining us, tell me all about Lupus Awareness Month.
Lupus Awareness Month, we all wear purple. I don't know quite how purple got chosen. But Lupus Awareness Month is a month when we all in the rheumatology area both celebrate what's happened so far in lupus, try to make folks aware of the disease because it does have a lot of symptoms that are common to other things. So people may be struggling with lupus and not even know that's what they have. So the whole purpose of Lupus Awareness Month is to get folks to know about it, get folks to realize that if they're having certain symptoms, they might want to think about it.
Right.
And then also to raise awareness, raise funding for further studies and research in the area so that we can find better drugs, better tests to look for it with, et cetera. So it's a month when we celebrate what's been done so far, and some of the new things that have come on over the last year, but also look to the future to try to continue to find a cure for the disease.
Let's back up a touch, and let me ask you this. What exactly is lupus, and is it curable?
Lupus itself is not curable. What we know about lupus is that there's a whole number of different things that are involved in what we call clinically lupus. It's not been able to be taken down to a specific insult or a specific challenge. What seems to be apparent is that folks have some genetic background that makes their immune system somewhat overactive. Sex, being female, certainly adds a big risk to lupus, as 9 women to 1 man have lupus.
That's not fair.
I know, it's not fair. There's others that you guys have, so it's all right.
Right. It all evens out in the long run.
It evens out. And then there's a lot of environment. We know there must be environmental factors because identical twins, twin women with the same genetics, one can develop lupus and the other is totally healthy. So there's so many factors that's why it makes it difficult to really track down what the cause is. And I really truly believe that there are also multiple slightly different forms. Some people only have skin and joint problems, whereas others have a number of internal organs affected by the disease. So it runs a wide range, all the way from very mild symptoms to quite severe and life-threatening symptoms. So it's a little difficult to say, yes, this one thing is lupus, and that's what the challenge is, to diagnose it correctly and early so that we can get treatment in where needed.
Yeah, that adds to the fun, right, that there are so many different types of lupus.
Exactly. The other forms of lupus, the one with the systemic lupus erythematosus has the whole shemoe, but there's also several forms of cutaneous lupus that dermatologists tend to see. One is a photosensitive rash called subacute cutaneous lupus, and the other is a very scarring rash, which can be very problematic for individuals. That's called discoid lupus. Those ones don't tend to have as many internal organs, but as you can imagine, if your skin is painful, itchy, and you've got scars forming around your face or on your extremities, it can be very disfiguring and very uncomfortable for the patient. Causes a lot of morbidity there as well.
Well, we're running out of time, but before we go, how can our listeners get in touch with you or stay up to date on Avive's latest news and product advancements?
The best way to get in touch with us is to visit our website at avivetest.com. There you can find the free symptoms checklist as well as a lot of information on the tests themselves. There's also contact information for our provider relations team, who are there ready on the phone to talk to you about whatever you're concerned about or to answer questions for you. We're also on social media. We're at Avive Test on Twitter, at Exagen, E-X-A-G-E-N, on Facebook and Instagram. And we totally look forward to hearing from you and helping to make your path quicker.
Fantastic. I learned a lot this morning. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Dr. Deborah Zack is the Chief Medical Officer for Exagen. You can find out more online, the website exagen.com. You've got avisetest.com, which is A-V-I-S-E-test.com. And you can also find Exagen on social media. Is AviseTest, I think you just mentioned that there, AviseTest is also on social, correct?
I think the Facebook and Instagram, Avive Test is on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Exagen on Facebook and Instagram. So it's one or the other ones, you'll be able to find plenty of information.
Right. And the magic of a search engine, right? Put in Exagen or put in
exactly.
Avive Test. Yeah, we'll find it. Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, Doctor, and thank you so much for doing what you do.
And thank you so much for allowing us to talk with you today. It's been a pleasure.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, email sacpsa@odyssey.com, sacpsa@audacy.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Enjoy your Sunday, and thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.